This episode is brought to you by 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust, my new group coaching program designed to help you to develop a consistent practice of purposeful actions rooted in your capacity for steadfast self-awareness and self-loyalty. Through the program, you'll develop self-knowledge and skills that will lead to an alignment of values with actions, clarity of direction and peace with decision-making, increased self-confidence and self-acceptance, magnetism, energized focus, and meaningful productivity. Learn more and register for the next offering of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust at katielinder.work/RST. You're listening to You've Got This, episode 128. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk a little bit about adulting, because I feel like it gets kind of a bad rap. There's all these memes that float around the internet that are about how adulting is all about, you know, paying the bills and dealing with all these things in our lives that are kind of boring or that we don't like. And I actually kind of really like adulting. And maybe that just makes me an incredible kind of geeky or nerdy person, but I just see so many benefits to it as well, in addition to these things that are just, you know, maybe not so great about it. So first of all, I guess I would say, like, take yourself back to a time when you were a child and you looked ahead to being an adult, because I think most of us did have that experience, at least at some point in our childhood, where we just wanted to fast forward and be a grown-up. And of course, we weren't thinking about things like paying the bills, but I think what we were thinking about was things like autonomy, choice, independence, and being able to make our own decisions and feeling like we had, you know, freedom associated with that. And I think that that's kind of the flip side of all the kind of negative responsibilities of adulting, is that we do get a lot of freedom and choice and autonomy around where we choose to live and how we choose to spend our time and what kind of job we want and things like that. Now, of course, these things can be mitigated by things like, you know, privilege and opportunities that are afforded to us. But I think we have a lot more choice sometimes than we often think about in terms of even just our day-to-day activities. So here were some things that came up for me when I was thinking about adulting, and the kind of things that maybe even as a kid I wouldn't have liked, but now I really enjoy. So one of them is kind of recognizing my limitations a little bit and knowing that if I'm sick, I need to take care of myself. If I need to go to bed early and get some sleep, like if I haven't been getting a lot of rest, that I need to prioritize that. If I have not been eating very well, you know, I need to get back on track. Or if I have been working out, like really starting to understand as I get older, my body does need certain things to function well. And I feel like I've had enough time under my belt now that I'm an adult to really figure out what works for me. And definitely also understanding that what works for me isn't necessarily going to be the thing that works for everyone else. So that's one of the things I like about adulting, is that you start to differentiate yourself from some of the advice that maybe you had listened to in your younger years. And you can kind of ask yourself, okay, what do I really know about myself? What do I know about my limits and what I need to do? Even if everyone else isn't doing it this particular way, what do I need? And that leads to one of my other favorite things about adulting, which is really that you get to be yourself. I do feel like the older you get, the more you figure out who you are. And this is something that one of the first times that it really sunk in for me was when I heard Gretchen Rubin talking about what it means to be Gretchen. And that's one of her kind of mantras of adulthood, is that she needs to be herself. And even in situations where it's not going to match what other people are doing, that it's okay for her to kind of fully embrace what it means to be herself. And this is something that I feel like the older I get, the more confident I am in being able to not just identify the things that are uniquely me, but to like actually take action based on those things. So for example, and I've talked about in the past, when I go to conferences and I want to, at the end of the day, be on my own and kind of recharge, I don't feel apologetic at all about going to dinner by myself or tucking away in my room with some takeout. Like, that's just part of who I am. And part of adulting is kind of recognizing what are the things about you that you need to nurture, take care of, and hold space for. Even if other people aren't really going to understand that about you, it's okay because you understand it about you. Now, of course, there's all the stuff that also comes with adulthood, like managing your finances, paying off your debt, which I think is super positive as you get old enough to actually afford to pay off some of those things. And I also think, you know, this year in particular, as my partner and I are preparing to renovate our kitchen, which is a really exciting thing, something we've saved up for a long time to do, it's very adulty to go sign contracts and hire contractors and pick out the things you want and, you know, think about the resale value of your house if you do decide to make changes to it. But that's also like a really creative space too and a fun space to tackle a project like that with another person or with the team of people that you hire to help you. So that's been a very cool part of adulting for me lately is to tackle those kinds of bigger projects. Now, I also think that you start to realize through the cooking and cleaning parts of adulthood, these are the other things you often see mentioned in those online memes, that you have standards as an adult that maybe you didn't have as a child. You have standards about the kinds of things you want to put into your body or the kinds of mess that you're willing to live with in your house or the kinds of clothes that you want to wear or other kinds of standards that you might have about kind of your day-to-day life of what you're living. And I also really love that about adulthood, that you can set a baseline for yourself, basically, about what are the things that you really care about. And that baseline also allows you to really prioritize and to think about the things that are important to you. So I think that you get to know yourself a lot through those moments. You have to be honest with yourself about what you like, what you don't like, and why. And you get to make decisions about like never wanting to eat a certain thing ever again if you don't want to, which I think is kind of a cool thing to be able to draw that line in the sand and say you just don't want to do it anymore. I also think that as you get to know yourself more when you're adulting, you get to also figure things out for yourself without asking for maybe as much advice as you would have in your younger years. You start to realize that you get to make those decisions and you get to do the research that's going to lead to the decision that you will be responsible for, depending on if it goes well or not. But you don't always reach out as much and ask for advice. And I think especially in the age of the internet, when we can kind of look around and do our research and read reviews and things like that, we're not always kind of looking to other people in the same way that we used to. And we feel more confident about our abilities to make decisions. So I think that that leads me to, I think, the challenge of adulting in the internet age. And that is that we have so much kind of social media and other places to share what we're up to on a daily basis that we can in some ways invite judgment about what our adulting looks like. And people may see adulting in a different way than if we didn't have social media and we weren't looking at each other's lives the way that we do right now. I think in the past, no one was really paying attention. You could kind of do your own thing and nobody knew what you were eating for dinner or nobody knew what your house looked like. And now people create entire brands around the inside of their homes or the food they're making and sharing online. So there is definitely a little bit of a challenge to trying to figure out how much you want to share and how much you want to let people in to what adulting looks like for you. But the more confidence you gain about who you are, what you stand for, what you prioritize, and most importantly, why you do all of those things, it really does get tied in with your personality and your values, and it does kind of get infused into all of those different adulting strategies. So whether it's about your sleep, your cooking, your cleaning, your workouts, managing your finances, whether or not you're traveling by yourself, deciding to have kids, owning a house, making a will, all of these things that end up being in those adulting memes, I don't know. I see a lot of kind of fun in there too, about getting to get to know yourself better, make your own choices about how you want to live your life. And I love it. I feel like I'm at a place where it's really something to embrace. So I would love to hear your favorite adulting strategies, the things that you are really embracing as well. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at katie_linder, or you can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. You've Got This is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.